The Czech car maker Škoda has unveiled a new model for the much sought-after city car market, and the new car is called the Citygo, appropriately enough. It's closely modeled on the Volkswagen's Up, and that's not surprising as Škoda is a part of the Volkswagen group. And the car will now appear in Czech showrooms at the end of the month, with a European rollout planned for 2012. Rob Cameron has more.
A slick ad campaign for the new Škoda Citygo, the latest offering from Škoda Auto, which has been part of the Volkswagen Group for two decades. City cars, small, safe and economical vehicles, are all the rage in Europe's congested cities. They're easier to park than an SUV and consume a lot less petrol. The Citygo is set to be part of a new range that Škoda is calling its new small family, with which it hopes to conquer the city car market. Petr Pečenka is head of Škoda's Czech Republic division.
The small car market accounts for about 10% of total car sales worldwide. So for a company like Škoda, it's a very important market that we're entering for the first time in our history. As for the car itself, the Citygo has a very roomy interior. It's a very safe car and has a very clean engine.
That petrol engine will initially be offered in two versions, with plans for a future electric engine still being pored over by Škoda's engineers. The Citygo is currently available in a three-door model, but five doors will be on sale by next year, and both host a number of attractive features as standard, including a detachable sat-nav system and a laser-guided collision avoidance braking system that slams on the brakes if it senses a collision is imminent. Both are firsts for Škoda cars. The price tag, in the Czech Republic at least, will start at around $9,800 for the less powerful 59 brake horsepower model, rather less than a VW Up or Seat Mii, from which the Citygo is virtually indistinguishable, give or take a few minor design differences. Jan Blažek, editor-in-chief of the car magazine Auto 7, told Czech television that taking on the city car market was a canny move.
Cities such as Rome, Paris and London, these markets can provide both Škoda as well as Volkswagen and Seat with enough demand to make real money from the small car boom. They come with a whole new range of technology. They're highly modern cars suited to today's times, whereas the small cars being made by Toyota, Peugeot, Citroën and Colin are starting to look a bit old hat.
And Jan Blažek was referring there to the huge TPCA car factory outside the town of Kolín in central Bohemia. The new small family is a big part of Škoda's ambitious growth plans. The company wants to sell 1.5 million cars per year by 2018, up from the 762,000 it sold in 2010. One thing, though, is clear. Škoda long ago vanquished all those old jokes about heated rear windows to keep your hands warm while you're pushing your car, or doubling a Škoda's value by filling it up with petrol. A more appropriate joke for 2011 would perhaps be, did you hear the one about the Czech car manufacturer, which is now the main sponsor for the Tour de France? Or maybe, did you hear the one about Jeremy Clarkson calling the Škoda Yeti the best car in the world? Or how about, did you hear the one about the Czech car maker that has been so successful that there have been grumblings of discontent at its parent company because German middle managers are now buying Škoda Superbs instead of Volkswagen Passats? Not quite so funny, but all, it seems, true.
Okay, Rob Cameron reporting there on the popularity of Škoda.